عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. Tonight at Masjid Tarbiyah we read a lot of Quran. And we read more than what you normally read. And the intention was to read even more than we read tonight, but Allah only decreed that for us. So we say Alhamdulillah. We read the entirety of Surah Al-Mu'minun. And then we read Surah Al-Nur. And then we read Surah Al-Furqan. And then we started Surah Al-Shu'ara. There was a prophet that was mentioned in most of those surahs. And this is none other than the prophet that has been mentioned the most in the Quran Al-Kareem. Musa alayhi salam. Kalimullah, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to without a barrier. Musa alayhi salam, he had a dialogue with Fir'aun. He was sent to Bani Israel and he was also sent to Fir'aun. And in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Allah Jalla wa Ala tells us of their dialogue and their conversation and what took place. And you find 9 verses that are consecutive, one after the next. And it's a question and answer. Fir'aun begins and he says, قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. What is رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ? You see, those who know Arabic know that when you want to ask what to a living person or a living thing, you say man. But if you say ma, ma is used لغير العقلاء. Ma is used for that which has no intellect, intelligence. So he didn't say man رب العالمين. He didn't say who is رب العالمين. He said what is رب العالمين, as is known with Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salam, he said in response to him, رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين. Allah, رب العالمين, he is رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين. He is the رب of the skies and the رب of the earth and all that's in between. إن كنتم موقنين. Then Fir'aun, he said لمن حوله, to those around him, ألا تستمعون. Did you hear what Musa just said? Mockery. أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ? Did you hear what he just said? قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ? قَالَ Musa, he said, رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Allah, he is your Lord. And he is the Lord of your forefathers. You who is upon this kufr and this shirk and this dalal mubin, he is still your Lord. هو الذي خلقك. Allah created Fir'aun. Fir'aun doesn't have any other Allah except Allah رب العالمين. ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين. And he is the father, he is the Lord of your forefather, all of your forefathers. قال ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين. Then Fir'aun, he said, إن رسولكم الذي أرسل إليكم لمجنون. This messenger that Allah has mentioned in the Quran more than anyone else, that Allah loves so much, that Allah speaks to without a barrier, he called him Majnoon. He said, rather, according to me, Musa isn't this person that you all think he is. Inna rasulakum, this messenger that has been sent to you, la Majnoon. Musa is mad. From mockery to insult to speaking bad about Musa alayhi salam in front of his people, he then says after this, in the ayah to come, he says, لَإِنِ اتَّخَذْتَ إِلَٰهًا غَيْرِي لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ. Now he threatens him. He says, if you take a deity other than myself and you leave the path of Tawheed, لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ, this noon of Tawheed, surely and surely I will lock you up and I will put you into prison. لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ. Then Musa, he said to him, أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكَ بِشَيْءٍ مُبِينٍ. What if I come with a clear proof? قَالَ Fir'aun said, فَأْتِ بِهِ, bring the proof. إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ, if you are telling the truth. He knows he's telling the truth. Like with every tyrant, they pretend that they are upon the haqq. فَأْتِ بِهِ, bring the proof. إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ, if you are telling the truth, يا Musa. فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ, he threw his staff. فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ. What did the staff become? What did it become? It became what? Snake or scorpion? Is it the same thing in English? لغة عربية ثعبان. What is ثعبان? Where are the brothers from Masjid Tarbiya? A lot of brothers go to Al Fajr Center and Nasr City. And you guys didn't learn ثعبان. فإذا هي ثعبان مبين. Serpent. Serpent. مبين. A clear one. And then Musa, Fir'aun, he stopped there after that. What is the point of this? The point of this is the scholars of Islam, they mention those who have ta'ammulat on the Quran, who really reflect over the Quran, study it and give it a lot of time, they say that which the Quran mentions the most in terms of detail is the affairs of da'wah. This is like an entire half a page, and it's an entire scene that you are reading in the Quran. He said that, he answered that. He then said this, he then said that. He then said this, he responded that. Then he took this action. The whole thing has been painted. But the Quran doesn't mention other things in the same detail. So if you were to look in the Quran now, how was Musa's ibadah? Musa, the same Musa. How was his prayer? How was his fasting? How was his sadaqah? Of course he did all of that. But the details, you will never find it in the Quran. You won't even find the details for our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the details of that. General information is mentioned. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَإِقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءَ الزَّكَاةِ. They established everything. But the details are not found. But the details of da'wah are always found. To teach this ummah that they are an ummah of da'wah. Especially now with what you see going around the world, correcting things, even correcting things with his da'wah. But you take the da'wah of the Quran, and you take the da'wah of the Anbiya, and how they did it. You see, Musa is even being insulted, as we mentioned. He doesn't defend himself. When he called him Majnoon, did he say, I'm not Majnoon, you are Majnoon? That's what brothers will do today, right? You calling me Majnoon, you are the Majnoon one. You are even more Majnoon. But I'll give you a fa'idah. Musa is so smart. And if we are smart, then we will be able to pick this up as well when I share it. Musa didn't have to say to Fir'aun that you are the Majnoon one directly, but he did say it indirectly. So if we go visit the ayah again, قَالَ Fir'aun said, إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ. This messenger that was sent to you is Majnoon. What's Musa's reply? قَالَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. He's still answering the first question. He said, Allah is the Lord of the East and the West and all that's in between. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. If you have aql, and you have aql is the opposite of Majnoon. So he did call him Majnoon. But it's not from the way of the prophets to insult people. If someone insults you, don't insult them back. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ. Connect with the one who disconnects from you. وَأَعْطِ مَنْ حَرَمَكْ. And give to the one who doesn't give to you. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. And be good to the people who are bad to you. So he wasn't bad to him back. But if you could pick this up, like we picked it up now, it shows you the style of the prophets. There's a very small message that he's putting across. Allah is the Lord of the East and the West and all that's in between. If you have aql, you just call me Majnoon. But if you really are the smart one, let's see if you believe in Allah. And as we know, he didn't. In his final moments, he said, I believe in Allah. It wasn't accepted from him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to implement the da'wah of the Qur'an. Allow us to be people who spread the message of the Qur'an to those who are around us in this land. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow the rest of this month to go blessed for us all, insha'Allah ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakum Allah khairan. Muhammad.